I'm headed down to San Antonio later today, in fact, to lead a storytelling workshop at the Texas Brain Injury Conference. And I've been exasperated lately with people telling me what my story is and how to tell it. Nowhere is it actually written that a TBI story is required to include gory details of a wreck. Of course, as a woman with TBI disabilities, a lot of non-disabled people who hear me say that don't believe me and seem to think it's actually law or something. I mean, why would you believe a woman with TBI disabilities about talking about disabilities? I know, right? Just because some people enjoy telling their wreck story and get something positive out of the experience, well, broken record here, some people don't. And contrary to the common argument I hear about how audiences really, really want to hear it, which audiences? Because that sounds like a big assumption to me. Me, I'm an audience member to a ton of media, and I don't want to hear wreck stories. So yeah, which audiences are you prioritizing and which are you erasing when you lump us all together as one unified audience that is comfortable listening to trauma stories? Today's podcast is an encore presentation of two stories I released on my old podcast. The first story is about a nap and a chicken. I released a version of it in July 2015 in honor of the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's when Alice Wong started the Disability Visibility Project to collect stories from disability communities. The second story is about the ways people use, quote-unquote, brain damage as an insult, with a little insight for you into what it feels like to have actual brain damage, not the quote-unquote brain damage kind. A version of that one was for National Brain Injury Awareness Month in 2017. The original had some mentions of how both the left and the right wasted all of 2016 complaining that the other party's presidential nominee was unfit to serve because they'd had too many concussions. Not that either had documentation of such. If you listen to these two stories and still think that they're incomplete because I don't describe the wreck, I don't know what else to say except we have different tastes and different politics on this one. Hope you enjoy the stories.